Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In your come on, let's begin to bless the name of the Lord.
To declare.
I ask that you stand on your feet, my friends and my brethren. It is time for the word of God. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others a man of no mean reputation. He is a great promoter of the gospel, and he is our pastor and our brother. Come on, put your hands together for Pastor T.W. Jones as he comes to break the bread of life.
Come on, give the Lord some praise in this place. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. God, we thank you. We lift you up. We glorify you. We honor you. God, anoint this vessel of clay to speak a word, God, a word of healing, a word of deliverance, a word that will lift up the hung down head and mend the broken heart. In your son Jesus' name, come on, give God the praise all over the building. Come on, give him the praise. Hallelujah. While you're standing, turn in the book of 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter. It is an honor to stand before God's people. I thank God for each and every one of you that pressed their way out. There's a great deal of those who had other obligations out of town, whatsoever. But we honor those that are here. My Bible tells me strengthen those things that remain. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Elder Scarborough and for Elder Superintendent Mark Jones. Amen. We thank God for him and his wife and for Assistant Supervisor of Women, Missionary Loretta Jones, and for our church mothers, Mother Coleman, and for Mother McCullum. Hallelujah. I must be having flashbacks or something. Amen. And for our church mother, Mother Cartwheel. I honor, amen, and thank God for my wife of 31 years, Missionary Sandra Jones. Thank God for her. Amen. Amen. Because, no, if I preached till the roof caved in, if I didn't mention her, she would tell me I did bad. She funny that way. Amen. The Bible declares in the book of 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter, I also thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Each and every one of you. 1 Samuel 18, 20 and 21. And Micah, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. And Saul said, I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, thou shalt this day be my son-in-law in the one of the twain. You may be seated. On the way down, please, by all means, tell somebody, never give up your praise. You can thank Missionary Hinton for this. Never give up your praise. I got about a hot 3 minutes of her preaching in the Holy Convocation because there was just a truck stopped in the middle of the street. The man was on his cell phone, you know, he just talking like it wasn't urgent, like I had nowhere to be in the parking lot, formerly known as 41. Amen. Truck, and his truck was bigger than our van, so we waited till we got around, and I got the last 3 minutes, but in that last 3 minutes, the Lord dropped something on me. Amen. But you should never give up your praise. The Bible makes it clear, it very clear, that Micah loved David. What made this young, beautiful daughter of the king fall in love with David? Because their backgrounds were totally opposite. David came from a poor family. He didn't have much. Amen. But the Lord had been good to him. While Micah came from the wealthiest family in the land. David came from an unknown family, while Micah came from the most well-known family in Israel. But in spite of their differences, the Bible says Micah loved David. Why did she love David? What made him different from all the other men in Israel? The thing that made David different and the thing that Micah loved about David was this. He was a praiser and he worshiped God. When you think of praise and worship, if you know the Bible, you automatically think of David. There was no greater praiser, no greater worshiper in the Bible than David. David seemed to always be dancing and praising God. David had a revelation of God's grace and mercy. That's why you would find him praising God even after he committed sin. How in the world does a man get out of an adulterous bed and dance like he ain't got no sense? David somehow had figured out that God loved him. Listen, let me give you some good advice. If you sinned in the last 24 hours and you still breathing, you alone ought to be dancing like it's the last dance. Amen. If you've been practicing sin and God ain't snatched you up out of here, let me give you some real good advice. You got a reason. Because when I read in the New Testament about Ananias and Sapphira, if God was yet treating folks that way, amen, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, some of y'all ought to understand, David had a unique understanding of grace and mercy before Christ had ever died on the cross. The Bible says, one thing, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You can find that in your Bibles in Psalm 150 and 6. Everything, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you have been doing. It doesn't matter where you've been, where you come from. It doesn't really matter if you got breath. So that tells me sinners have a right to praise him too. Amen. Sinners should be praising him. They ought to be grateful. So we ought to not be looking at backsliders funny when they dancing and praising God. Y'all know, I done been around the church a long time. Grew up in the Grand Ole Church, amen. Third generation Grand Ole Church pastor, amen. So I kind of done heard some things. But David said something very powerful. He said in Psalms 103, 1 through 5, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his what? Benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Some of y'all need a renewing. Every now and then my wife said, you just acting old. Yeah, well, you know, baby, we ain't got many options. Get old or die young. That's all I got. I got two options. Amen. So I just get old, act old, be old. Eventually, soon, we that have been saved not only have our sins forgiven, but we also have been given so many blessings to go along with salvation. The Bible also talks about how we should bless the Lord because he daily loads us with benefits. You can find that in Psalm 68:19. Yes, you and I truly have the right to praise the Lord. David was a praiser. One reason I believe David spent so much time praising and worshiping God was because he had a true understanding and revelation of the grace and mercy that God gives. David seemed to have an understanding of the power of the blood before Calvary. I don't understand, but that's the way it seemed to me. When David disobeyed God and sinned according to the law, he should have been stoned. But he would turn to God and repent, and then he would begin to praise and bless the name of the Lord. Wow. When he couldn't get to the temple, Lord, when he couldn't get to the altar or the priest because Saul had closed the temples and killed many other priests, David would reach out at night in the dark and grab a hold of the ephod or something else that reminded him of God and begin to praise and worship his God. He knew it. If he could get the attention of God, everything would be all right. About a year and a half ago, went through some things. I don't know about y'all, but I went through it. But I ain't let y'all know. Y'all knew my dad died. And I thought he was the coolest guy on earth. I'm just saying. Everybody don't think this way. But I ain't never had no idol. I just want to be like him. I ain't never looked at Mike. I ain't want to be like Mike. Amen. I ain't never thought of no one like I thought of him. So I said within myself, God, you're going to have to help me. Now you got to understand something. David loved God. And David did what God asked him to do. But David knew that if he could just get God's attention, I don't care how many armies, how many folks Saul sent after him, if I could just get God's attention, I know everything's going to be all right. David was fervent in worship and he was reckless in his praise. In fact, when David would praise the Lord, he would praise him with his whole heart. Today, many Christians don't have an ideal of what praising God with a whole heart really is. Many Christians are afraid of what folks might think about them. Well, if I just get a little loud, somebody might look at me funny. Or if I get a little loud, somebody might think that I'm a fanatic. Or if I say thank you, Jesus, in the grocery store, they're going to say, there go them old fanatics. Well, let me give you some good advice. I done seen folks with paint on their body in 0-degree weather for a team that was losing. Y'all ain't with me. For a team that was getting kicked, getting scalded. I done seen jokers look like, dress up like a bear because of the Bears. I done seen jokers with Viking horns on and body paint in sub-zero weather for their team. And their team ain't won since I was a little boy. Long time. Got a long tradition of losing. Y'all ain't with me. So, David, when we talk about whole heart, we got to understand something. Anytime you do anything with your whole heart, somebody going to have something to say about you. Y'all know that? Ain't no sense you worrying about what people think and what they going to say. If somebody don't like you that's talking about you, I don't think you should even let that bother you. See, because half of them don't have an ideal why you shout the way you do. Half of them don't have an ideal where you came from or what you've been through. Half of them don't know that God took you out the muck and the mire, washed and cleansed and made you whole. And guess what? Most of them need to know something. If you're still in the muck and mire, you definitely need to be praising him because you still got life, still got breath, and you still got a chance to get out. The muck and the mire. See, the thing is, when you show enough in a rut, when you in got real problems, I ain't talking about them fake problems. David didn't have just anybody chasing him. Tim Jones wasn't after David. The king of Israel was after David. And the crazy thing was, David loved God so much, he wouldn't touch the king because he loved God. And And he felt like that's God's anointed. He the king. How in the world do you fight somebody you can't fight? Because you respect the God you serve. And you know, you've been around church. Folks will see you and they say, well, I don't believe he in the spirit. Well, let me ask you a quick question. Are you in the spirit when you go to Walmart? Anybody been in the spirit when they was on Amazon? Girl, that dress is cute. Sin. Pay. Anybody in the spirit? Amen. I'm just trying to say, when they at the car lot, I don't know if you just put them wheels on it. Are you in the spirit when you go car shopping? Were you in the spirit when that man said, will you marry me? And you broke out in a praise fest to that man? Amen. Y'all don't know, you know, women get engaged and praise becomes exclusively left-handed. He's my rock. Lord, help us today. There's a story behind your shout. There's a story behind your praise. There's a story behind your dance. When you get to acting indignant in God's house, I just assume that you got a story. You might say, you know, but like I said, you know, I ain't never been in the spirit at the grocery store. I just had to be there. And guess what? I left them an offering too. And guess what? They told me what to give. Y'all ain't with me. But having been in ministry, I've heard people say these kind of things that I don't think they were in the spirit. Well, I ain't got time to judge nobody's spirit because they praise it. Now, if you come here saying the Lord got a word for the body, then I might be trying to see if you're in the spirit. But if you're just giving God some glory, you're just clapping your hands and you're waving your hands, and anytime you're giving God the praise, I ain't got time to be judging folks. Okay, I done seen folks look like Curly Shuffle. Folks running around looking like airplanes and jumping over pews, but I ain't got nothing to do with how they praise God. This thing is individual, because I have no idea exactly what they've been through, where they come from. I don't expect somebody that was just getting shot at last night to come to church and act like God ain't did nothing for them, and they still in the land of the living and they still breathing, moving, and having their being. I expect them to give God full praise. I'm sure many people don't understand how I praise, but they have no idea what the Lord has done for me. God been real good to me, saints. Hey, you know, I was, you know, I done told y'all, Sister Jones dancing at my daughter's college graduation, but for real, me and Sandra should have been the first ones. Hey, amen. We should have set it off. Jumped out the stand. Like, and man, you know how they do at the bar, just dive out into the audience. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. It's over. Y'all heard the preacher. It's over. Right? But see, you know, we get dignified publicly. We get real dignified. Acting like nuts in the club. Acting like nuts with honey roasted nuts. Then we get saved and get sense, and you know, but David didn't have that problem. David knew it was because God that he was in the position that he was in. He knew that it was not of his own power or ability that he got him to this place. That he was, but where he was, David was the king, y'all. And David praised before he was king and after he was king. And when folks talked about him, you know, that's some stuff y'all got to understand. Let me tell you something. When King Saul got after David, David had to flee. And that woman that Saul had given him, his daughter, Micah, she loved David, right? And David had to flee. Well, a day, it became months, and months became years, and time went on, and David ended up marrying Abigail. You can find that in your Bible if you read it. But let me tell y'all something. I imagine Michael was hurt by that. But King Saul was still acting up. He gave Micah another man, husband. And let me tell you what happened. The Bible says that war was going on. David and Saul's men were fighting. That's what the Bible said. And Saul's men start to get beat up. They start to lose. Things went awry. And a guy named Abner, who actually was one of the winning guys for Saul, he sent message to David. Hey, man, you know, losing ain't an option for me. Think I could be on your team? He said, yeah, you can be on my team, but send me Micah. Are you with me? Send me my first wife. Y'all ain't walking with me. Now, I don't know where she went, but the Bible got silent on Abigail. Send me her, and we can form a league together. All right? So he gets his wife back now, and the first thing now, in the meantime, Saul gets killed. But they still Warren. So he gets his wife back, and he eventually is anointed king. What does David do? David's first assignment was, you get me the presence of God back here. See, one thing you got to understand is, David realized that I've been out here running for my life. But the God that kept me every day and every night and all through trials that was boiling up overnight, and I'm hiding from the man God put over me, but I'm back now, and God brought me back. Now you get me his presence back. So what's going on here? When the presence made it back, guess what Dave had? A praise party. The Bible said Dave danced out his royal robe, danced it off. Now, ain't none of y'all ever did that, right? Y'all ain't never danced out your clothes. But, so what happens? His wife, the woman, Micah tells him, how glorious was the king of Israel. Just dance right out your little royal robe. You out there naked, looking. You the king. But see, David said, he said some things that some of us ain't grasped yet. You know, you get a promotion at work and you brand new. Folks can't get a promotion. You know how folks get a new house, and don't let no kids run through your yard. David told her in so many words, if you think I was dancing in, wait until the next time God do something like this again. You think I was acting indignant? I'll get real indignant. I'll give you the kind of praise that make folks crazy. You think you feel shame now? I imagine breakdancing was invented. He probably spin on his head. Because he said, because when I was nobody, God handpicked me. And do you think that handmaidens and servants ought not to know how you supposed to praise God? See, oil flows from top to bottom. And you got to understand something. You get in a church where the pastor don't even like praise, you'll find yourself dignified too. Amen. So David said, look, I'm going to make sure that the handmaidens and the servants know, because I don't have a problem, because when I was just a shepherd boy, I didn't have no royal scepter. I had a staff. God been good to me. I done went from staff to scepter, but my praise has only gotten better. You can't lose your praise. I don't care how rough it get in your life. You got to make sure folks understand that the God that brought me from nowhere is about ready to take me somewhere. And along the way, I'm going to praise him like I ain't got no sense. I ain't giving it up. Are you with me? The blood. Let me tell y'all something. First of all, the king was a little shady and Saul was a little shady. He wasn't even supposed to give him Micah. He was supposed to give him another daughter. But the king figured, this is going to be a problem for him. This one's going to get him in trouble. He believed that this particular one going to give him a problem. Let me tell y'all something. The king never stopped. Till he died, he was acting crazy. He told David, when David had killed Goliath, he told him, look, I'm supposed to give you my wife. I'm not going to charge you no dowry, but I need 100 foreskins. David went above what he asked. He brought him 200 and threw him at his feet. Now, he thought that David was going to get killed. He didn't tell him to just go get me 200 regular men off the street. Don't catch nobody drunk. He told him, go get soldiers. Now, I don't know about you, but if I got to fight for anything, I think my foreskin is worth fighting for. Saul planned on him getting murdered. He ain't planning on him coming back. But the same God that delivered him out of Goliath's hand. And then you wondering why he dancing out his clothes. Because he done been through some stuff. And people that's been through stuff, you know, later in life, they don't be murmuring and complaining when the pastor say, stand up and give God the glory. You know why? Because folks that's been through something would rather give God the glory than to murmur and complain. Now, we find ourselves in a unique situation. New king, new praise standard. New king, new praise standard. And David, being the fanatic he was, being the type of guy that just wasn't going to sit on, you know, some of y'all, you know, when you're grateful, you ever been grateful somebody did something for you? Did you try to show it? I mean, anybody in here have been sick? Huh? You know, you have been sick in your body and thought about that if it hadn't been for the Lord on our side? Anybody ever got something they know they didn't deserve? Are you listening? Anybody in here ever got something they know they didn't deserve? No, you ain't studied? I don't know how I got a 90 on that test. Amen. Anybody ever, you know, they used to say stuff like, I went to the meeting last night. And see, they didn't have a problem with confession. They said they hard. Wasn't right. Let me tell you, I ain't never saw nobody's heart. I ain't no surgeon. Wasn't right. So they confessed it. And here's what they said. Something. Well, just so you wouldn't be confused, they said something got a hold of them. And so you wouldn't be messed up in the head, the Holy Ghost got a hold of them. And see, what I know about the Holy Ghost, it has some quickening power. You know, Folks that's ever been like a drinker or a drug addicted person, they do stuff because they can feel it. Y'all know that? That stuff work. Yeah, some folks just go right from earth to kind of to white throne judgment because that stuff work. Are you with me? And so when you come to God's house, sometimes we'll kill a worship, praise and worship team. Y'all know that praise teams are part of the curse? Y'all know that? Why do I say that? Do you think Adam had a praise team? No, he had a God that he talked to every day. Matter of fact, when he didn't show up, God was looking for him. Why? Because that's the way things were. And they had free flow access to the God that created everything and gave everything. And he could talk to him just like you could talk to me. But after Adam sinned, now folks don't know if they should pray. They worried about praying. You need to be praising God. Amen. If you got gray hair, praise him that you live long enough to get gray hair. If you ain't got no hair, praise him that you live long enough to lose your hair. If you need to lose some weight, praise him. If you praise him hard enough, you'll burn calories. There's too many. There ain't no excuse not to praise him. Praise him till the headache leaves. Praise him till your unsaved kid understand that. It don't matter what I do, but my parents ain't giving up on me. They're going to keep lifting me up before God. Praise God like he already saved them. Because his word says, believe ye in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your family shall be saved. Praise him like it's already done. Most of the time when their enemies was coming after David, they were confused because they really thought he was crazy because he praising and killing folks. Are you with me? Demons ain't got time to stay in your house when you constantly giving God the glory for the great things that he has done. And when you're constantly telling God who he is and what he is in your life. Word says, forget not all thy benefits. You know, you'll take a little less money per hour for benefits. Are you with me? You sitting there and, well, we can't give you but this much, but let me tell you about the benefit package. Let me tell you that you got dental. Let me tell you that you got health benefits. And let me tell you about the greatest one. You got life insurance. I ain't talking about that death insurance they sell down here. You got life assurance. Why? Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And if you die in Jesus, are you with me? Anybody that dies believing in the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. He said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it what? More abundantly. He offers real insurance. You can't give up your praise because you had a bad day. Bad days mean that good days are coming. Anybody, everybody in here has already had a few bad days. Maybe a whole bunch of them. But I can tell you this, all my good times, they outweigh my bad times. I ain't got no reason to complain. I'm too busy praising to complain about some nonsense. You got to learn how to praise him in the middle of hard times. Because your praise will cause God to move in your behalf. Yeah, your praise will change situations. Your praise will cause your situation to change. Y'all know that? Everyone standing. Anybody ever lost anything? I could only imagine. Let me tell y'all something. When Administrative Assistant Jones passed, I said to myself, man, well, God, he only asked you for 80, but you gave him 84. Maybe I need to ask for more.